All right, we'll get started here in just a few moments. It's Jason Lynette here, and before we officially jump in, I'd share it's the fun of playing with technology that honestly, this is the first time I'm using. You can't see it on screen, but the amount of cables that are on the floor, and I've taped out a space where I can walk around so I don't trip on anything. So I've got use of my laptop, I've got use of my display here to you, and we'll get rolling here in just a few moments. The room is starting to fill up a little bit, and we'll jump right into the presentation. Basically, rather than do my traditional slides and walk you through everything, I wanted to give you the real classroom experience of learning this information. So you might be able to see I've got my pens, I've got my papers, I've got my decaf coffee, my useless warm brown water, and we'll be jumping in just a few moments. As you're in the room, just pop in and say hello and let me know where you're logging in from, and we'll get rolling here officially in just a few moments. Usually I get to hide behind slides and just hang out. Now I get to be on screen the entire time unless I go back to my screen and show you this. And of course, I can't do a webinar without someone commenting on my clothing. Yes, let's hit the button. Yeah, usually I'm here in the blue shirt and purple tie. And there's a fun story that actually a couple of weeks back, my dry cleaners caught on fire. And I couldn't wear that day. So it became the game of what did I have sitting around the office. And I was wearing jeans and a black t-shirt and put on a suit coat. And the phrase was, rather than young professional, dressing as the California coffee shop millionaire. And this has kind of stuck in recent days, and I've been dressing this way, and clients have been wonderfully comfortable with it. And I might be playing with the Virginia Hypnosis logo on some polo shirts and shopping that out. And that looks good for now. Let's officially jump in. All right. Hello and welcome. My name is Jason Lynette, and I'm a board-certified hypnotist. I'm an award-winning instructor of hypnosis, and chances are you've already interacted with my podcast program here, Work Smart Hypnosis. It's an ongoing series of conversations with hypnotic professionals around the world, people like David Snyder, Peter Blum, and information, whether it's snippets of my classroom, kind of like what we're doing here today, and definitely check that out and interact with that program. So teaching hypnosis, as well as teaching the business applications of hypnosis, is something that chances are you've already interacted with me on before. And I wanted to make use of this format of training to an international audience. We've got people logging in from all over the world for this, to share with you a tested and proven strategy that I consistently make use of in nearly every hypnosis session that I make use of. In nearly every single session, in some format or another, this is a process that's going to find its way into the experience. And let's take a moment real quick and address that word I just used, process. This is the mindset of how to break the landscape of being the hypnotist when you want to be that instead of the scriptnotist. It's a bit of a virus in our hypnosis profession. The mindset you hop onto a forum, whether it's HypnoThoughts, whether it's the NGH network, a Facebook group, and the constant conversation is, do you have a script for this? Do you have a script for that? And my goal in sharing this content is to help you to build your own confidence, to build your own skills, and really to build your effectiveness of working with your client by having a template, by having a framework, by having some principles of a process that you can make use of in nearly every single session. Now, let me stand here, right here, and tell you that this concept itself is not 100% original to me, and I would never claim it to be. Though the wonders of working inside of a hypnosis business, the wonders of now having done this with thousands of paying sessions, is over time finding the ways that I've morphed this to really be my own process. And to give credit where credit's due, we'll get to that in a few moments, but to also share with you some of the intricacies of the process to make it even more effective. So let's approach the concept first of all. And again, for those of you that are just joining me here, I'm Jason Lynette. This is the Straight Line Transformation webinar. It's all about a universal change strategy inside of our hypnotic process. And again, if you've been on my webinars before, whether they were ones in terms of techniques, whether they were ones in terms of running your business, very often it's a different format as I'm behind a whole bunch of slides and talking you through it. And again, the number of cables that are running here to pull this off. The camera is running to the laptop is running a USB to the desktop. So ahead of time, if for any reason we have any sort of service interruption, the replays are going to be a higher quality. So if something lags, if something buffers, bear with me, you're going to get the full access to this content. But it looks like from the comments in the room, everybody is interacting just fine. So let's have some fun here. I want to give you the real classroom experience of learning this. So the concept here, straight line transformation, the origins of this, and in my little bubble of space, I'm allowed to move around. I'd pull up, first of all, my copy of, Roy Hunter, Art of Hypnotherapy. Phenomenal book. If you don't have it, get it. It's on Amazon. We'll link to it in some of the resources I'll be sending out in the emails after this. And by the way, just take note here as I get a little closer. Check out the tabs. Yeah, this is a book you should definitely consume and make use of. It's an outstanding book. Pick that up from Roy. And inside of this, if you have it, starting on page 1, there 41, there's a chapter called The Benefits Approach, which in many ways, that's a lot of the inspiration behind what you're about to interact with. And it's the mindset of connecting the client with the benefits of producing the change. The imagination is the language of the unconscious mind. And unless we can get the imagination buying into the value of the change, it's kind of difficult to get the person to actually motivate the actions towards that change. Now, take note, we're talking about this not just in terms of habits and behaviors. And yes, what I'm going to be presenting you today is something that in many ways is a universal strategy for change. There is not an issue out there that you cannot customize this process to be a fit for. Now, be cautious of people who make that type of claim, because there's other things that are out there that are often positioned as a universal strategy for change. Maybe like the Dickens approach, a high road, low road thing. Let's go to those places of what would happen if you don't produce this change. And that's often presented as a universal strategy for change, yet the problem is, how the hell do you modify that for fears? Because the person is not consciously choosing to have that fear. So why would you drag them through the mud of how horrible it's going to be 5 years from now, and they're still afraid of flying? So for habits and behaviors, the whole Dickens approach, high road, low road, ghost of Christmas future, what if, I'm blanking on the character's name, but It's a Wonderful Life, what if you were never born 5 years from now? To do that sort of strategy for fears, anxieties, and stress, you're kind of smacking around your client and saying, look how much worse this is going to get. For habits and behaviors, yes, I can buy into that. So taking the original concept of benefits approach, full credit, I don't have the book in here, but Melissa Tears, her work with what's often credited back to John Overdorf of the Meta Pattern for Change, a process of drawing out resources and bringing them forward. So inspiration coming from some outstanding resources in our hypnosis community. And of all things, something clicking over the years about what was missing inside of this process and how do we customize it for the individual. Let's give some credit in terms of the title. And it's a place where I have to be a little cautious and careful about where the resource, where at least the inspiration for the name comes from. There's a little movie that came out a couple of years ago called Wolf of Wall Street, or maybe The Wolf of Wall Street. I forget if the is in the title. It's a Martin Scorsese movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, And it's a bio. It's a biographical movie of a man by the name of Jordan Belfort, which to hear the story, this guy was crooked. This guy is perhaps not the best person I should be referencing here, honestly. It's a fantastic, entertaining movie. It's a three-hour movie that really doesn't lag. It's outstanding. And he's a guy who basically was in stocks and basically brokerage firms, and unfortunately was scamming people out of a lot of money by selling them junk stocks for more money than they can afford, and rightfully so landed in prison. And as the story often goes, unfortunately, though honestly fortunately, having interacted with some of his content, is now a motivational speaker teaching sales and influence and persuasion. And if you ever find some of his information, it's this beautiful balance between, oh my God, what you did not get away with was absolutely horrible and crooked, and he's now working to fix that, of course. But at the same time, there was a level of brilliance in terms of unpacking the strategy. And actually coming up in a couple of weeks, I batch record the Work Smart Hypnosis podcast. There's a program coming out with Kevin Cole and Jordan Belfort, Wolf of Wall Street. Here's a pitch. Right out of prison, took hypnosis and NLP trainings from Kevin Cole, and you'll hear more about that on that podcast session. I bring him up because in his sales training, he introduces a concept called straight line persuasion. And I've got my color coding here. Let's get some purple running because it is Work Smart Hypnosis. The concept of it basically would be, here is the start, here is the finish, and your process of, as he puts it, straight line persuasion is all about navigating the person towards the intended result. In the case here, it would be that change. And I'm already seeing some alerts that some people were saying that this is kind of small. We're not going to be writing a bunch of stuff up here. This is more just for imagery and themes. You'll get the idea in a moment. And Belfort referred to this as straight line persuasion because there were places where maybe the buyer was getting off the line or maybe you were getting off the line. So moving towards the point of sale, I want to sell you this car perhaps, but maybe here's a moment where the client is telling a story about something that happened the other day, which may be nice for building rapport, yet it's not quite connecting with the eventual goal of selling the car. Or maybe there's a moment where you are intentionally getting off that line to build rapport, to qualify something, to gather information, and then bring them back onto the line to end up at the eventual point as well. Bigger picture thinking here, start with the end in mind. This is how I interact with my clients. So you walk into my office and immediately I am associating with you as your intended result. I am seeing you as the outcome that you want to be, which is my point of view of how we should approach change. You know, the NGH convention, the HypnoThoughts Live convention, any of these conventions will have workshops about people talking about how do you prevent transference? How do you not take on your client's problems? And I got to say, this is the solution. You walk in my door and I see you as the non-smoker. I see you already on the other side of having released this fear. I see you giving those presentations with confidence and competence, having already achieved your goal. And the process now is empowering. Let me bring you along for the ride. If we approach change like that, the map is not the territory. This is the outcome. The problem is what they're currently going through, but that's not who they are. And if you approach your hypnosis change process in that mindset, everything becomes good to great. And it's so much more empowering to work with people and so much more exciting and, let's go there, effective to do that in that format. So there was Jordan Belfort in this product I picked up talking about this in terms of, he was telling the story, this is a fun anecdote, if he was telling the story about trying to buy a car and the quote, jackass salesman wouldn't even sell me the car. He's talking about a sports car, and I had the same experience that week, but it was a minivan. Though the bigger picture thinking, modeling the terminology of a straight line, taking benefits approach, taking meta pattern for change, and realizing, oh, that's what I've been doing. And here we go. This is straight line transformation. Start with the end in mind. Bring them along for the ride. That's what this is about. So it's that straight line always towards the change. Always be navigating towards, if it's sales, towards the eventual close. But in the business of hypnotherapy, in the process of creating change, connect them with the outcome, bring them back to the beginning as if they already had that and bring them along for the ride. This is the basic idea of where we're about to go. And let me actually, I've got a second monitor over here. I'm just looking to see, yeah, I can draw all the way down to the bottom. So as if I don't have my blue marker, I can't teach you anything. We'll make it work. As if this is, and I'll try to make it a little bit thicker for the viewers that were talking about it not showing up so well. It's probably because I've got extra lighting set up. As if this is the beginning, and if you can see it, he's frowning. He's not happy. And that's where your client is coming into the process. And the eventual outcome, the eventual goal is to be here. And I'm drawing it thicker again. And now here he is, and he's happy. And somehow, whenever I end up drawing this, you ended up taller as a result of the experience. Miraculous change by way of hypnosis. So let me give you the basic roadmap of what we're about to get into. And checking my notes to see that I'm on track. Yeah, I'm good. The basic pattern behind this, the basic process behind this, this is point one. This is as you're walking in the door. Step one, though, is a mental shift that you as the hypnosis practitioner are responsible for. Associate into the result. So here's the basic idea of it. There are basically a few steps of what's going to happen here. Which, again, I'm looking to see if this is showing up on your side. Yeah, it should be showing up well enough. But again, these are just images for the description here. The replays of this, by the way, are going to be a much higher resolution. I downgraded the stream. That way, people don't buffer so difficultly. That's the word, right? So here's the basic idea of straight line transformation. Go to that place, and here's some of the language behind this. Go to that place as if you have already fill in the blank. You've already quit smoking. You've already lost that 30 pounds. You've already gained that 10 pounds of muscle. I'm up 4 pounds. I've got 6 more to go in terms of my goals this year. Let me sidebar for a moment. The statement is let's use the positive language. I model success, though I steal from my clients quite frequently, and I use that phrase playfully because as you're around clients as they're experiencing success, sometimes someone will come into your office and they'll say something, and you kind of have to hold back by going, hey, that's a good way of thinking about it. I want to do that. Here's one that changed a lot of things for me recently. My energy levels are fantastic, and this may have helped with some weight loss I did recently, but my energy levels as a result of this. A guy came into my office, and he goes, you know what? We were talking last month about eating less, and I've got to tell you, I have been eating so much more. Every meal I eat now has, as he put it, a, quote, garbage pile of food. And it's all vegetables. It's some source of lean protein. And he goes, at least a pound of vegetables. And he goes, and I fill up a big old bowl of of Brussels sprouts, broccoli, asparagus. And I just eat like a king. And I am so satisfied. And the calories are so low and my energy is so high. And I've just been feeling wonderful stuffing myself with that. And by the way, I'm down another 10 pounds, he said. And I'm sitting there taking notes for the session in terms of where we're going to go that day, and I'm having to think, that sounds awesome, and that's how I eat these days. So go to that place, let's use that guy, where that 10 pounds is already off your body. And here's a bit of phrasing, write this down. I'll put this in one of the emails following up after this event. As if you can go to that place in your future and remember those things you will have done. I believe I modeled that after a bit of training from the NLP model of timeline therapy. But that phrase of, again, I'll say it here, go to that place in your future and remember those things you will have done. There's something beautifully hypnotic just about that phrase as it is, to remember those things you haven't yet done, which again, straight line transformation, start with the end in mind, bring them along for the ride, navigate them always towards the eventual result. So, as if you can go to that place in your future and remember those things you will have done. And now we have to turn it into action. So, as you walk out that door, you begin to fill in the blank, fill in the blank, fill in the blank. Again, at this point, I've used to open this up as a challenge to my classes as they were here with me live in this room. The moment of try and come up with an issue that that doesn't fit into, which let's play a bit of a game. There you are, having already gone through this surgery, and this is how well it's gone. There you are, you've already quit smoking. There you are, and you've thrown out the chewing tobacco. You're no longer drinking as much. There you are, and you're able to have that one glass of wine, and that is enough. That is satisfying for you. There you are around your in-laws, and they're shouting, and notice just how comfortable you now feel. Let's talk post-hypnotic suggestion for a moment here. Because realize that every hypnotherapeutic suggestion for change is a post-hypnotic suggestion. From the stage hypnosis environment, the post-hypnotics would often be you're all out in the audience now, and these are the funny things that are happening. To which I'd crack the joke of you can hang out in my office with me all day and not worry about cigarettes, but if you're spending the full day with me, I'm going to start to bill you by the hour. We're always working with the change that occurs outside of the office. So it's how I try not to be too structured and systematic with what I do, yet my classical phrasing is so as you walk out that door today, you begin to feel, notice, think the various psychodynamics. If you're familiar with any of John Hartland's work, the ego strengthening process, you begin to do this and you feel better. You begin to do this and this is happening more and more. So this kind of begins to craft itself. Look at it as a formula, look at it as a principle. Now, there are some aspects to this that at this point now we can rewind backwards and start to fill in the blanks. Check your emails after this event because I'm going to share with you an actual document that I make use of as part of my intake process, which this modeled from a bunch of other hypnotists. I can give credit to all sorts of resources, whether it's Roy Hunter out of his book, whether it's who else? Learning the strategy of collecting benefits ahead of time. Several other names. I know I got it from Sean Michael Andrews. I trained with him at one point. Scott Sandlin, I can give credit to one aspect of this as well. And a few others, Jerry Kine, I believe, too. Which let me see if I can get this to, I've got to move slowly so I can not jump over this. That's just not going to show up, so I'm just going to read it to you. You're going to get the PDF of this to create your own after the fact as well. This is my benefits form. And thank you for choosing Virginia Hypnosis. Please complete this form as best as you can. The focus of our sessions is helping you get from where you are to where you want to be, and the following information will help guide our process. And it now says, please list seven benefits of making the change you want. And again, it's not going to show up on your screen because this is small. You'll get the document later on. There's bullet points in terms of filling in the blanks. This is something that becomes my fuel. This is something that becomes my ammunition of how to work with my client and help them produce change. Now, take note, I've seen others make use of a strategy like this, and theirs was numbered. And when I did that, clients went into shock. I can't rank them. And the wonders of Microsoft Word, I highlighted my list, I clicked a button, I made them bullet points. And now I get the list filled out wonderfully. I do not walk a client from my lobby to my back room unless they've done their homework. As simple as that. And then from there, the next section is, what is your one-month goal regarding this issue? What's your one-year goal regarding this issue? What's your five-year goal regarding this issue? And I believe I can credit, this is a standard concept of future pacing. It's nothing new in hypnosis, though I think the twist of the language about what this satisfies, I think, goes to Scott Sandland. That what have I done here? I've got my client future pacing themselves before they even walk into my office. I've got them connecting with the change before they even come in. And then there's some fill in the blanks at the bottom, which you'll see this on your own, which are in many ways checking for things such as secondary gain, or even perhaps what's the negative language that they've been using. So you'll see that in the resources that I'll send out after this program. So let's highlight here for a moment the limitation of what you've learned so far. Because basically, go into your process. Whatever your client is coming into you for, and my screen just did something weird. Hopefully you're still with me. Yes, you are. At this point, there's a bit of a limitation, and there's a bit of a challenge that could possibly occur here. Let me grab my coffee. The warm. I talk all day. So what's the potential challenge? We're going to future pace them to the outcome as if they've already created the result. We're going to bring the resources, the skills, the confidence, the abilities, the techniques, the tactics, the everything necessary back to where you are today. So as you walk out that door, now you're on that straight line towards that transformation. There's a problem at this point. The problem now becomes, what if you associate them to the wrong part of the outcome? Let's play a game real quick. And let me draw this over here, and I'm checking too many monitors to pull this off. It looks like the stream is going fine. I am good. I can draw this. This will establish, as I lovingly turn my back to you, we'll establish this as a rough timeline. And what I want you to imagine, let's use a simple example here. Fear of flying. The question would be, and I'll ask it rhetorically here as I'm having to watch way too many monitors to keep up with the Q&A. I will do a follow-up webinar after this addressing your questions. So as you have questions, put them in the box below this display, and I'll do a follow-up soon after this, and I'll go through as many of those questions. I'm just having to bounce through so many different screens to pull this off here. Again, hallelujah, it's all working. So the question would be, fear of flying. Let's use that as a simple example. And imagine there you are now on that airplane. And what am I accidentally doing there? I'm associating you into the fearful state, which is a potential challenge. Because now I'm bringing up a potential ab reaction in a place that maybe I don't yet want it, depending on the style of work I'm going to make use of. Ab reaction is neither good nor bad. It's a thing that happens, and if we're doing some sort of affect bridge-induced technique to then follow it and then eradicate it, you don't want to be playing the scene fades and tend to your breathing. That's a whole other conversation. But it's a place where I want to associate you with the result. So let's play a game. If this is the arc of everything that has to happen as someone flies an airplane, as someone travels, what are the things that have to happen? Well, they have to book the ticket. Yeah? They have to pack their bags, obviously. They have to find a way to the airport. Uber is the best way to go. Don't bother with long-term parking. They have to check in at the gate. They have to go through security. Oh, we'll talk about that one in a few moments. They have to get to the gate. They have to get on the plane. They have to fly. They have to land. So these are arbitrary points, which we're going to come back to this over and over here. So the question becomes, at what point in the interaction of flying on an airplane do you think I want to associate them into first? And the answer becomes, in terms of straight line transformation, as I'm sharing with you, start with the end in mind. Start, and hear this technical bit of phrasing here, start at the successful completion of the event. So be there as you're getting off the plane, having realized just how well you will have done, having flown so comfortably. The numbers in this example here are arbitrary. I'm going to use numbers from 1 to 8, though it can be 1 to 3, 1 to 5, 1 to 37 if you really care. So I'm going to be numbering these as I roll through this to kind of walk you through the principle of this. So be there now, getting off the plane, collecting your belongings, realizing just how well you will have done. As you can look to that place in your future and remember those things you will have done, as now we're going to play the game of action result, cause effect, over and over. And through our interaction with our client, having learned their benefits and whatever they print on that form, as they bring it into your process, maybe they write down, fly and visit my family in Sweden. The follow-up question during your intake interview is, and how's that going to feel as you do that? Oh, I'm going to feel so confident. Write that down. What are their other goals? To travel and get some work done while I'm sitting on the plane. Beautiful. Let me make sure we don't lose the screen again. How's that going to feel? Gather the submodalities, gather the emotional attachment, gather the what's going to be the effect as that thing now happens. So be there, getting off the plane, remembering just how well you will have done, as there you were, booking that flight. And as perhaps you're, use artfully vague language, don't get too specific. There's a fun moment during a weight loss session here during a class. A fellow student said to another, I gave them the prompt of, ask them something you want to do more of. And she goes, well, I've been getting healthier these days and I've been eating these really high quality food bars my doctor gave me. And the fellow student was now delivering hypnotic suggestion about those wonderful granola bars. They weren't granola bars. They were some sort of protein bar with supplement. I don't know what it was. Yet, thankfully, the hypno client was making the adjustment in her own head, going, eh, they're not granola bars, but I get the point, and still reinforce the change. So this is a place where, honestly, your own life experience, your own perceptions, and when all else fails, people, ask your client. You know, so if it's a place where I see a lot of teenage gymnasts by fluke of a bit of advertising and a gymnastics coach reading in the article years ago, I am still seeing a lot of teenage gymnasts to this day. And I call stuff by the wrong name, so I don't even use the language. As there you are, landing back on your feet, and it doesn't matter that it's a third rotation, flipping back. I don't even know the language to make fun of it. So it's a place where I don't have to be the expert in what you're going through, because it's a place where less is more. So listen as I demo this with the fear of flying client. As you can look to that place in the future, go to that place in your future and remember those things you will have done, as there you are now purchasing that ticket. And the difference is now, as you're obtaining that ticket now, you're feeling that comfort beginning to surround your body. And imagine there you are now, point number three, on the way to the airport, looking forward to the journey, looking forward to the opportunity to travel and experience new things. And even as you check in at the gate and begin to navigate your way through the airport and going to the point of anything you've brought with you and passing them through, and here comes number six. We're going to come back to this, which is the moment of security. This is going to be a big talking point in just a few moments. And then as you're traveling through, basically walk them through the experience and feed in the emotional states that they want to feel. As you're now traveling through the air, fold in any potential challenges that may have been there. Maybe there's turbulence. Credit to the great, late great Norman Posner. The sound of the engine reminds you you're safe and secure. The feeling of your voice resonating in your own body, reinforcing the confidence that's there waiting to erupt. Whatever we can do to anchor the experience now to the desired state, fantastic strategy. And then basically now I said 9, but we're going to be at 10. Start with the end in mind. You begin and end at the same place. There you are, having already been a non-smoker for a full year, as you can remember those things you will have done. This is an amazing way, by the way, to motivate actions. So the moment you're home later today, there you are, getting that instant gratification as you rip up all those remaining cigarettes. There you are. This is one that popped up yesterday. Around fire pit in your backyard with your neighbors, and they're all smoking. And yet the sight of them smoking now reinforces the fact that you don't have to do that. And you feel wonderful knowing you don't have to anymore. There you are. Whoop. It's not gravity. The world just sucks. There you are dropping off your daughter at elementary school. And now that she's out of the car, yes, you roll down those windows, but the difference is the temperature of the air outside reminds you you're calm and comfortable, and you're able to enjoy that ride home without the distraction of that old behavior. This is not patter you can find in any hypnosis script. This is the stuff you find from interacting with your client and asking them, how's that going to feel? Start with the end in mind, straight line transformation. Bring them along for the ride. And as there you are, it's Thanksgiving and all the in-laws are around and you're feeling that need to escape and you're finding better ways to satisfy that need. That's our airline security example. We'll come to that in a moment. And there you are, it's a year from now, surprising yourself just how well it's gone. So we connect with the outcome. We draw the resources out as if they have that there. Bring them along for the ride. This is not a script. This is a process. This is a framework. In a podcast session coming up, I believe August 11th is when I think it's coming out. No, later than that, the 18th. Sometime in August, there's a podcast session coming out with Bob Burns. It's fantastic. And he talks about this in terms of being a template. I'm very Elmanian in my process. That should be showing up in the side corners, Dave Elman process. To think of it as a process that we're navigating our client through. So every bit of script you need is what comes from your client. And you feed it into this transformative process, and that's what's going to guide them through it. That's what's going to help motivate it forward. So to check my bullet points, we gave the introduction. The case study examples, again, it's going to work for everything. And this is the modification, this is the thing that's unique here, of talking about it in terms of event-based outcomes. So there you are, walking off the platform, having already given that presentation. There you are, having already, I get this one maybe a couple of times a year, there you are, stepping off the testimony stand, having been in that courtroom, having to explain what happened. There you are, fill in the blank, already at the successful completion of this event. Fears, anxieties, surgeries that are upcoming, I see a lot of that these days. Obviously, it writes itself for habits and behaviors. There you are, and those fingernails have already grown to the desired length you want them to be. As you can remember those things you will have done to get there so well. So we left a bit of an open loop there with reframing uncomfortable situations. And I'd share some thoughts on this. It's a story of, you're doing fantastic on time. It's a story of a student of mine, local hypnotist, Monica, if you're watching, hey there. She calls up and it's a client that I actually have had a similar scenario of this with a different source. It's a moment where basically if someone sings happy birthday to this guy, it's like a full-blown PTSD anxiety attack that he has in response to it. Something happened, and when he hears that song, it just erupts something inside. I actually had that as a client before with Jingle Bells. It's a school play, and she's the lead elf. She's Mrs. Claus. I forget the details. Yet it's this shoddily built, is that a word? It's this not so well built piece of stage scenery that the door's not opening. And the chorus is supposed to keep singing Jingle Bells over and over, and eventually she pops out and she sings a song. The door is stuck. And they're thinking, oh, she's backstage, she forgot to come on, and they keep singing the song over and over. So she's in a cramped space, she feels like she's hyperventilating, she thinks she's running out of oxygen, she's hearing Jingle Bells over and over and over, and to this day, 30 years later, she hears the song, and it's not good. Same story as this guy that my student had. If he hears Happy Birthday, it's not a good experience. And the question, the thought was, she calls me up, I think in hypnosis I'm going to suggest that he now likes the song. That's a little too far of a leap. I do stage hypnosis for high schools, and there's something I have to be cautious around. Let's stick within our theme of music. And the thing to be cautious around is they have a polarized response to pop music. They either love Taylor Swift or they hate everything about her. They either love Justin Bieber or they hate everything about him. Most of them hate everything about him. Politics, oh man, we are in a political landscape where I just don't engage with some people that I know who think differently than I do. Hey, let's have a heated argument and leave and agree with ourselves as we did before. You know, it's a place where religion and politics, everyone has opinions. Fill in the metaphor that you probably already know there. So think about it in terms of, for those of you from an NLP background, the concept of state chaining. Chaining one state to another, to another, to another, to another, to the desired outcome. Let's go back to sales. Think about what has to happen. Telemarketing would not still exist if it didn't work for some of the people some of the time. So that's why they're calling you at dinner. It's because it works for some of the people some of the time. Yet think about the arc that has to happen from, I'm cooking my kids dinner, what the hell do you want, to here's my credit card number. That's a massive leap. It's kind of like the scenario of, I'm going to tell him he now likes the song. Too big of a jump. So I make use of a lot of 1970s funk in my stage hypnosis high school program. Why? Because they know Wild Cherry, play that funky music, white boy. And they don't have that polarized response to it. They don't go, I hate that song. No, they go, oh, it's that song. I make use of, my closing bit is Queen, Freddie Mercury, Bohemian Rhapsody. And thanks to the Muppets, thanks to Kanye West, it keeps getting resurfaced. And they don't go, oh, I hate that song. They go, oh, I know that song. So what's something that people are familiar with? How can we take the negative sting away from something? So maybe you've heard people make this statement about a family member. I love him, and that doesn't mean I have to like him. This is not a direct quote. I don't have a sister, so I'll just use that one. I love my sister, but that doesn't mean I have to like her. You've maybe heard that phrasing before. So be aware of that little concept when you're doing straight line transformation, because I gotta say it, going through airline security kind of sucks. Even though I've paid my $85 for the next 5 years to get the TSA pre-check, and it's a little bit better, it's still kind of a bothersome thing. So it becomes a moment where that's your speed bump. What are the things that you could suggest in that moment that acknowledge, you know, I love the phrase of we find greater success when we never deny reality. What are those things we can suggest to normalize the experience? I often crack the joke about I'm amused by the fact that people complain so much in the post office. And I always David Barr, if you're watching, I always reference David up in Rhode Island, a moment where I mailed David something, and for $7.83, they took my 3-pound box from my office in the 22310 area of Alexandria all the way up to Rhode Island, and I didn't have to drive there and back. $7.83? Yeah, I'll wait in line. Okay. The concept of first world problems, the things we complain about, my iPhone is suddenly dropping from 80% battery to like 20% immediately, which if that's the biggest issue I'm facing, okay. And they've told me what's going to solve the issue, but I'm just a little too busy this week to bother with reinstalling everything on my phone. It's a software thing, apparently. It only stops working when they're about to announce a new phone. Figure that out. So the watch is not grabbing my text messages. Again, first world problems. If that's what I'm complaining about, we're doing okay. So airline security. What about those potentially uncomfortable scenarios? In the example of the fear of flying client, this becomes a place where I got to go there. My only strategy I found to be successful, the best, is to normalize the experience. Let them observe those people as people. So now, as there you are going through that security, noticing they're people just like you. The same as you are so ready to arrive at that destination. The same as there they are, maybe with some of the same concerns that you might have sometimes. If this bill is going to get paid on time, if this family member is going to heal from whatever thing is coming up, if their kids will have a future as bright as theirs or even better. So the difference is now, as you go through that security, anchor everything you can throughout the process to the emotional states that they want, recognizing that every aspect of this experience is designed for your safety. The difference is now, you notice that there they are and they want you to arrive as well. They want to arrive safely at home at the end of the day, having done their job in every aspect. So the difference is now, as you go through that experience, you find almost a better human connection. Yes, they have to bark the same commands and orders over and over because sometimes people just don't listen. How many times do they have to say, please take off your shoes before someone gets the idea, oh, I have to take my shoes off? TSA pre-check, you don't have to. Worth the investment. There's a side effect of this. I had a woman recently that she goes, yeah, I flew and it was no problem. It was great. I even got some reading done on the flight. I got to tell you, though, I hit the convenience store and I bought some magazines and some snacks and I went back to those TSA agents and I just dropped them off a bag of stuff just to say thanks so much for what you do. It's so great. Which, for someone who was so fearful of every aspect of the airport, being on the other end of it that far, if that's a side effect of our process and we're making the world a better place, fantastic. So other examples, you know, I've got a person I'm working with right now that I'll generalize it as much as I can, though I've actually had this example before. He's going through cancer treatments. And before they do the chemotherapy for the specific thing that he has, I'll shorten the details. He has to drink this big thing of water, have a full bladder, and hold it for 20 minutes while he goes through some sort of MRI scan. And I mean, let's be honest, dude has to pee for 20 minutes while he's in there. But to see that the organs are working and the things are responding before then he is allowed to go relieve himself and then they do the treatment, it's not the most uncomfortable thing in the world. So again, you're going to love the happy birthday song. You're going to love Jingle Bells. No, we've got to take it down to a level where in the case of those two songs, to tie up that loop, it became a place of what's something that you interact with that you're just okay with, you know, where sometimes we just have to pay our bills. Sometimes we have to go to the dry cleaners. Sometimes I complain about this one a little too often. I probably have the same $14 cash in my wallet that I've had there for the last 6 months because I do everything on credit cards because I can track it and I get points. And here's the place that requires a $20 minimum for a credit card swipe. And before I dip into my $14 cash, I'll just find something else I kind of need and throw it into the purchase to be over that. I'm that married to my points. Again, if this is the biggest issue I'm facing, I'm doing all right. Where you want to normalize it. Acknowledge it as a speed bump and embrace it as a speed bump and turn it into a benefit. And again, I love the moment where she bought the magazines and some snacks. How wonderful is that? If that's a side effect of the process, you know, there you are going through the surgery, going through the procedure. And while it may not be the most comfortable experience in the world, discovering now that you can fill in the blank, fill in the blank, fill in the blank. Which ties in another aspect of this, just tying back to the benefits of a change. Be mindful of connecting them with the outcome. If you're saying it's a year from now, do not imply that it's going to take a year for that to happen. That's a nice little side note to this. It's not, okay, a year from now, you'll finally throw out the cigarettes. No. As if there you are, and it's already been, I think this goes back to Roy Hunter, buy his book, it's phenomenal. We'll link to it in the resources afterwards. As if you can go to that place and you've already been a non-smoker for a full year. There you go. As if there you are and your fingernails have just grown out how you like them to be for a full year. A full year of success maintaining your health and your eating strategies. There you are, and the time frame is going to be varying here. None of this is scripted. None of this is set in stone. Deal with what emerges. Let's go Charles Tebbets on this. It's a place where here's the girl who needs to give the valedictorian speech, and why do I need to bring her 5 years out? No, go there stepping off the platform, and your friends are already congratulating you as to just how well you did. I didn't turn off my screensaver, and our feed is still good. There we go. Lesson learned. Next time we'll turn that off. So let me glance through some of the Q&A. Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. Glad you liked that, Rebecca, on the reframing uncomfortable situations. But again, this is a thing. Oh, good question. Is that enough? The answer is no. No. And take note, this is not the only thing that I do. Yet this is a framework. This is a structure that I'm able to fold into the session. And inside of this, maybe I pause here and maybe I'm collapsing anchors on some sort of emotional thing. Maybe this really was something that needs to be addressed in detail, and maybe I'm doing affect bridge off of that, and whether it's regression, whether it's timeline, whether it's some sort of squash technique, or whatever else is in your hypnotic change arsenal. You know, this gives you a framework to then modify from there. This gives you the story of their transformation, the straight line towards it, and gives you the place to then branch off from there. So I'm seeing some, yeah, again, the replays of this will be made available. And on top of that, the benefits form. Oh, yeah, I can do that. Someone was requesting the Word document. Yeah, I'll do that. Mine has my information on it. And I mean, you're welcome to reproduce it with my contact information, though I got enough clients at this point. So yeah, I'll send the Word document and the PDF document. That way you can just take it and modify it for yourself. So at this point, I would share some thoughts in terms of how to make use of this. Practice strategy. First of all, begin to brainstorm some of the common issues that would often come into your office. And recognize that there are some bits of pattern that naturally fold into it, that you may say some of the similar things. But again, that flexible structure gives us a framework which now allows greater creativity. The same way a handyman has a truck full of all the tools that they need, and it's often how they make use of the tools, they can use the same wrench to fix the back of the leaking toilet that they can also use to install a light fixture. Hopefully they dry it off. They can use a hammer to bang down a nail on a deck so it's no longer sticking up, but they can also use the other end of the hammer to pry the nail out and replace it with one that's not as rusty. So to play the game for yourself in your own language. I poke fun of this as somebody who loves to reference Roy Hunter, Art of Hypnotherapy. I think in his benefits approach, he talks about it as being a totally tolerant non-smoker, which it's beautiful phrasing, but I can't get those words in my mouth and feel natural. They don't fit. So just, I simplify it. There you are. It's already been a full year of being a non-smoker. As these are those things you will have done. These are those things that we've already talked about that you'll have already done so well. So to strategize for yourself, and in the follow-up Q&A that I'll do after this, I'll do a few more case studies for you to interact with this as well. Give me about a week for that, and then we'll send that out right after this as well. So you can make use of this. You can start to play with it, fold it into what you're already doing, recognize it as a universal structure for change that you can begin to fold into everything else. And the origin of this is I've been teaching this inside of my classes. Let me actually hop over here to the screen share. I didn't mention this earlier, but here's the actual page. Work Smart Hypnosis, there's the podcast page. And over at Virginia Hypnosis, this is the page that talks about my local trainings, which come up. And this is something that I've been teaching for several years now and getting the feedback, as I mentioned, from my past students and what they've done with it, using this in the structure of several hundreds of, actually, thousands of client sessions over the years. So at this point, we could stop right here, and you've got a fabulous strategy to use as a universal structure to fold in to what you do. Though the question is, how do you get them deeply hypnotized? What else do you do inside of the hypnosis session? What do you do if perhaps this might not be the best fit? And for that, let me introduce you to something that has actually been several years in the making. These are my live hypnosis training courses. And for every class that I've taught, there's always been cameras running. And I got to tell you, at this point, it's like 6 terabytes of data that I've collected. And for the last year, I've been pouring through that data, compiling it into a format, and I'm so excited for you to see this. Actually, you got to see something first before I show you what I'm about to show you. This is something I drew on a piece of paper quite some time ago. This is how I think. I crafted this little drawing, and the thought was for people to confidently learn how to work with their clients, how to really become an effective hypnotist, they need to have at their disposal a library of a full hypnotist work, everything. And we're not talking individual products anymore. We're talking the full brain dump of everything you need to navigate your way through a process. So this little drawing is how it all started. And check out where we are now. It's a little program that I'm excited to share with you called Hypnotic Workers, which I'd comfortably tell you straight line transformation is maybe 2 or 3% of what you're about to see. And it's that beautiful place where this became this. And check this out. This is the full library of my entire hypnosis training. Some of you might have other things I've put out before. I did something called Hypnotize with Conviction, which was just about testing convincers. And rather than play the game of individual products, individual things, and which ones do you want, I'm opening up the floodgates. I'm giving you everything inside of Hypnotic Workers. And again, check this out. I just love how my team of designers and programmers have built this out. This is the before, this is the after. Check this out. Everything is organized in a really easy to navigate library. Everything from the pre-talk strategies to what is hypnosis, the concepts of sensory awareness. I'm opening up some tabs here so you can see what this is. Advanced strategies and how we think about emerging. Workshopping session structure. That is something that I feel is missing from the majority of hypnosis trainings around the world. The biggest compliment I have received about the trainings that I offer is that not only my local competition coming to me, but also hypnotists from around the world who are already trained and certified have traveled to sit in my classroom and interact and learn specifically this one concept of, you've got all these great techniques, but how the hell do you put it all together? Hypnotize confidently. There's our next header of everything from hypnotic depth to deepening strategies to creating anchors, my work on the Dave Elman induction, my work on progressive muscle relaxation, other inductions. I'll open some of these up here. What do you do when they're not working? The troubleshooting of inductions. How do you navigate hypnotic phenomenon? I'm opening too many windows, and I think I might be bogging down my system with our stream here. Straight line transformation. Hey, doesn't that sound familiar? And this is just continuing to grow and grow and grow. You got to see this segment on age regression and metaphors. And let's open up one of these as well of session demos. Yeah. And let me just jump through some of these pages. Everything streams to you. It's all on-demand access, high-definition videos, instant gratification, to actually participate as if you were here in the classroom with me. We'll hit a button and it begins to stream. I turned my sound off here so we didn't get any buzzing. Everything from what is hypnosis? And again, this is the result of combing through hundreds of hours of training to get you the best information delivered to you right away. Emerging strategies. How do you get them into hypnosis? How do you get them out of it? What are the advanced strategies? So it's the experience as if you were here in the room with me learning this content. Workshopping session structure. Let me show you. This ought to look familiar because let me actually jump forward here. And this is the demo of me actually with the class going through all the tactics that they now know and the game of how do you put it all together. This is a place in my trainings where the confidence erupts, where people really learn how do they put it all together. And what do you do when nothing is working? There's a question that many hypnotists ignore in their trainings because they pretend it always works. I'm going to give you the honesty behind it. The hand drop induction. I mean, everything from inductions to chain strategies. And it's all wonderfully organized, neatly organized. You can navigate this little sidebar as well. Demonstrations, explanations, practice. There's Michael Richards' backside. We need to find a different screenshot for that. Variations of this. Kinder, gentler, instant inductions. You don't have to yell sleep at people. Troubleshooting methods. I mean, this is anything and everything. Rather than just give you a taste, I'm just opening up the floodgates. The formulas behind everything, testing convincers, age regression. Age regression is a category. And many people like to say, don't do it. I'm going to change your thoughts on age regression. And check out the organization because on top of it, we're going through every aspect of it from affect bridge to associate into the past to gathering information to confirming the ISE, to the informed child work, everything on demand. So if you get to a place of going, what was Jason's work on empowerment progression and how do I access that? It's not the old school game of pull out the DVDs and try to track it down. You can instantly go to that information right away. And for the first time ever, check this out. These are real demonstrations. And everything is broken down in meticulous detail so you can see the entire process put together rather than just say, oh, do straight line. Oh, do the kinesthetic squash. Oh, do this. You get to see the actual demonstration, and many of them have these long extended debriefing sessions as well. Now, let me show you one thing that's a little different here, which is, let me actually go here to the quick start guide, and here's straight line transformation. And this might look familiar. Because what have we just covered? Case studies, event-based issues, reframing uncomfortable scenarios. I've given you a taste of some of the content. Now, take note of what's a little bit different. Here's the page for you, and let me go to this other browser. And actually, well, here's the one for the Dave Elman induction, and you'll see that there's download buttons. Now, the downloads, let me go back and forth between some screens here. This should be for those of you that get seasick. The downloads of video, audio, and PDF are coming on Monday, August 15th. They actually are probably going to be ready ahead of that. But every video, you can stream it, you can download it, you can stick it on a tablet device, watch it on your own time. So much of it is lecture-based. And if you want that nugget of wisdom of what I said that sounded so good, every single word of this project has been painstakingly transcribed, and you can download the transcription. I actually have spent more than $2,000, and I spend a dollar a minute on transcriptions. That should give you an idea of how much content you're about to get access to. But wait, there's more. Because on top of that, they're inside of Hypnotic Workers, are ongoing, we're going to call them group sessions, interactive live webinars to actually discuss specific case studies, get help, benefit from a community. Let's talk community. There's a closed Facebook group that you get to participate in as well, where as you have questions, I'm there to help you out. As you have questions, you're joining a community of people who are working in hypnosis and really working to improve our skills, our efficiency, and take it all to that next level. So you've got some options here. You could travel to Virginia, where I do hypnosis. My business is Virginia Hypnosis. And I'd be happy for you to do this because my trainings, you'll see this here. There's some of my recent happy graduates. And if I scroll down, you can see the investment. Well, first of all, it's over multiple days. You got to travel here. You got to stay in a hotel. You got to feed yourself while you're out of town. And you'll see the registration for these courses very often is nearly $2,000. And my goal is getting this information into your hands, getting you interacting with it, getting you participating with it, letting you go from that place of where do I go next to really becoming a hypnotic worker, someone who thinks, breathes, and really gets results, which is why this is a program that's available to you for just $47 a month. It's an ongoing membership. Now, the benefit of that is you are joining a community. You're joining a community of like-minded professionals making use of this information. And on top of that, we are going to be constantly doing ongoing webinars, adding more content, sticking more information in. And as people go, hey, could you give me more on this? There's going to be more content added to this. So the metaphor is the snowball going downhill. It's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And those upcoming live webinars that we're going to be doing on a monthly basis, if you miss it, that's going to go into the library as well. So rather than dropping $2,000 and a whole bunch of money on travel, you get instant access to everything for just $47 a month. Cancel anytime. And I don't see why you're going to want to, because again, there's more information coming your way. To get that, go over to hypnoticworkers.com, sign up right now, open up the floodgates to become confident, and flexible in your skills. That's Hypnotic Workers. That's been many years in the making, and I can't wait for you to join this outstanding community to really bump up your skills. And again, the theme of today, taking something you might already be familiar with and taking it to that new level to make it work even more effectively. The concept of contextual change, rather than going, that's a smoking technique, that's a weight loss technique. When you see the work that I've gotten here on glove anesthesia, it's going to change your thinking about hypnosis. So head over there right now, hypnoticworkers.com. Just $47 a month. There's no long-term commitment. Cancel anytime. Though as soon as you're inside of this and as soon as you're interacting with the content, I know you're going to be with us for a long, long time. Again, as you have some questions, shoot reply to some of the emails. I'm going to do a follow-up Q&A session on straight line transformation coming up right after this in about a week or so, pending some events that are currently going on. It's a busy time of year. So as you've been submitting your questions, shoot me them by email. We'll do a follow-up. And again, that website, easy to find. Head right over to hypnoticworkers.com. And that's going to give you instant access to not just this information in a much better detail, but really It's the entire brain dump of my entire hypnotherapy training library. With so much more content coming to you on a regular basis, more client demonstrations, the experience of not just going, here's a script, but here's a real session to model. I gotta say it, that's how hypnosis should be trained in the 21st century. You've all been fantastic. Hallelujah, the technology of our stream has worked here. I got more information coming your way. Shoot reply to some of the emails coming your way with your feedback on what you've learned from this program, as well as what you're going to make use of this and how it's working for you in your sessions. As you're participating in the Hypnotic Workers Facebook group as well, share with us what you're doing with this too to really make it more effective and refine your own style. Again, back to the metaphor of my clients, I model your success as well. The terminology of a hypnotic worker, rather than armchair philosophy, it's the people who are actually working and getting those results. Let's take this hypnosis profession to the next level. Let's bring you to that desired outcome to remember all these wonderful things you will have learned to become even more confident in your skills as a hypnotist. I look forward to you joining me. I look forward to sharing a little bit more in a follow-up Q&A we'll do right after this. Thank you all so much for joining me. I'm Jason Lynette. Listen to the Work Smart Hypnosis podcast. Say hello to me at any of the upcoming conventions. I'll see you soon.